But I do remember when it wasn't, well, really, this is the only road in Meridian other than 99 that's paved.
Okay, there's several other roads, but they're...
There's a road, yeah, the little roads, the little path, and none of them are paved.
I know some places along the coast, they have the houses built up, you know, like on stilts or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's quite a few here. Right now, the cord, if I had to build this out now, I'd have to have it 8 or 10 feet off the ground before I even start.
Oh, really?
I have it high enough to drive my car and truck on there. But there are several in this area now. It's like that. And in fact, all the new ones are being built on this, especially next to the river area. Like up on 10 feet, 8 or 10 feet.
Yeah.
In fact, there are some that you can see from my house over these little hour away. You can walk up under it. But it's the law now that you have to have it at high.
Yeah.
New building code came up. But now, I'm glad I did. I'm glad I built mine when I did, because it would have been. And I don't really know how I could have built this
house
up on stilts.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's possible, but I've never seen it. But the only way you could do it, because you can't start laying bricks in the air.
You have to have a foundation.
So therefore, the only way to do it is to start from the bottom. Even though it's built up on stilts, you would have to start on the bottom and lay your bricks just all the way up till you cover the entire house. That's the only way to do it. I don't know because I used to work with bricklayers, and I don't know of another way to do it. You can't start in the middle of the air and start laying bricks. Most of the houses are built out of cement blocks, concrete block rather. And they built on up from the blocks. Are they built with board? But then again, the stilts are, you know, out of blocks, all the way up to 10 feet, 10 or 8 or 10 feet. I can't remember what it is now. It's 8 feet, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'll say 8. I don't think it's 10. But anyhow, they built a platform up that high and then started building a house on it. But this area has been designated as a flood area. Now, when I moved here, it was not in a flood area. I had to buy flood insurance. Last year, for the first time, and I've already been here 12 years. And I told the insurance company, I said, when I built that house, it wasn't in a flood zone, and I didn't move the house. So I don't know why it's in a flood zone now, you know what I mean? It just don't make sense. But I mean, for someone, I've been here 46 years, because I was born right there. I've never seen a flood. Now, all things are possible. But I don't anticipate a flood, you know. But I bought flood insurance the first time last year.
But have you ever had any bad storms hit right around here?
When David came through in, 75, I believe it was. I think it was 75. That was one of the closest ones that we've had. And like I said, the water came up pretty close to 6 feet. Within 6 feet of the house. And I didn't have any problem with water. Didn't have any problem with really anything. And I was a pretty close one. I was the closest one we've had.
Yeah. Well, that's lucky.
Well, I mean, really, with a storm, you see that? We got that flat, it's a flat open marsh out there. Well, that tide, the only time we would be in danger of any water damage, and then again, I don't think it'll be much then. If the storm was to hit on high water, let's say, you know, say when you get the eye of it will hit in this area on high water,